Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin.
Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Now, I was going to say something to you, but it's gone.
Well, I'm going to say something to you. What about September? It's nearly gone. 23rd, can you believe it?
September in the rain.
I mean, it's scary. Like,
it is scary. It is scary.
This year's gone so fast.
I know, yeah, I know. Well, again, I think because, well, obviously the end of COVID, and please God, we have seen the back of the...
Please God.
But you've got that happening. And then... the summer, we were all kind of running around doing stuff, do you know?
Yeah.
Still didn't see an awful lot of people that you would have seen normally because the world, it was different.
Yeah, it's true.
And now here we are into the winter, so it's, you know, it's very strange. Anyway, so what are you doing today?
Well,
what are you
going we're kind of still keeping the theme, you know, back to school, low, easy, accessible, like we always do every week, in fairness to the two of us.
Yes, true.
Some lovely recipes. So we're going to do two stir-fry ones because I think a stir-fry, they're quick, they're nutritious. As you said, they're good value. I love what we were talking about, you know, the cottage pie and that. And we have to think of that,
yes.
You know, but it's cooking from scratch. You know what goes into it, and
that's true.
You know, and these are two great recipes to get your kids involved in. So just keep that up if we can.
Okay. And the stir fry is great because I don't know anyone who doesn't enjoy a stir fry.
Ah, true.
Exactly. You know, because it's always tasty.
I agree. I agree. And of course, like, you know, you can do this like in a wok, in a pan, in a skillet. You don't need a wok, but I think a wok is always better. To
that's right.
With you. So we've two very different.
A wok is good for you.
Yeah. A walk or a walk?
Both.
I love it.
I suppose you're making one of them as well, are you?
Oh, yeah. Good man. So we have a beef and noodle stir fry, and then we have a sweet chili chicken with vegetable stir fry. So they're both very different, but they can be both interlinked with different meats and vegetables. And we'll go through all that for the variations.
Right, there you go.
So the both serve four, so we'll start off with the beef one. So the first thing I'm using is the sirloin steak. So you can use the rump, you can use the sirloin.
You're a devil for the sirloin for flavour, aren't you?
But I wouldn't put the fillet in because it's too expensive, unless...
Yes.
You're going to use, which is called the tail of the fillet, it's called the mignon. So it's good value, it's tender, but it's probably a bit expensive for a stir fry, to be truthful with you now.
Because,
you know.
It's true.
Because I know you love fillet, that's why I'm saying it.
I know, but it's expensive because it's expensive.
Yes.
But also, you feel flavor-wise, you're better off heading for something like sirloin.
Oh, I would. And by the way, either of these recipes can be used with chicken. Obviously, you're using chicken for the next one, turkey and pork. So you can mix, and even lamb.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we forget about lamb in a stir fry.
Not only that, but people forget about pork.
Pork, I agree.
Pork is gorgeous.
Oh, so versatile.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
don't
I agree.
Understand it.
So, thin cut sirloin steaks, trimmed and cut into strips. And when I'm talking about strips, probably the size of your index finger, that length there, Marty, I'm showing you now.
Yeah.
Just on the ear, probably looks...
That's right. But a very attractive finger he's holding up. No,
thank
it's fine.
You, Marty.
It's fine. It's a definition. It's fine.
What? Oh, yeah. There's a nice little story to the stir fry because when we do our half a day in the cookery school with kids and parents, I always try to do a stir fry, and this is definitely one of the most popular ones we do because it's showing them great skills, lots of vegetables, beef.
Yeah.
You know, we'll always do a bit of bacon, maybe chocolate brownie.
This
is lovely now.
Yeah.
So with the sirloin steak, Marty, we're going to marinate it with 2 teaspoonfuls of sesame oil, which is a great oil for stir frying. And if you get the toasted one, and what I love about in the supermarkets or Asian market, you can get small bottles. You don't have to buy a litre of it. Because it's quite strong. It's quite strong. And this is definitely one I would recommend.
Okay.
If not, just use the rapeseed oil. I would definitely recommend that. So 2 teaspoonfuls, of some sirloin steak. And you just marinate the sirloin steak in that oil. So in a wok, if you can marinate for about 20 minutes, perfect. Not overnight. 20 minutes is perfect.
Okay.
So into the wok, good hot wok, a little bit more of the oil, just literally seal in the steak first of all and then take it off for about 2 to 3 minutes. So it's not fully cooked, okay? Now into the same wok, you're going to put in your garlic, which is sliced, or you can crush it. Slice is probably better because it won't burn as quick, okay? So we need to be careful of that.
Sure.
Chestnut mushrooms, we're slicing them, or you can use the button mushrooms, which I really like. Carrots cut really, really thin.
You mentioned chestnut mushrooms.
Yes.
Any particular reason why them?
I think there's a nice flavour to them, and you know they're beautifully grown in Monaghan and all over the country. I just like the flavour of chestnut mushrooms.
Okay.
But you could, good question you've highlighted, you could use shiitake. We call them shitty mushrooms in Cavan. I'm only joking. Excuse me, we're on here. Sorry, Marta. Yeah, it's only a joke. You could use oyster mushrooms, so you could use some of these exotic mushrooms, or you could use the lovely portobello mushrooms.
But they're not wasted in the stir fry, are they?
I think the chestnut mushrooms have a little bit better texture.
Okay.
Good man.
Yeah, just curious.
So carrots go in there. thinly sliced, or you can do them. You know the little strips called julienne. We were speaking them a while ago.
Yes, I do.
So that goes into your wok. Put back in your sirloin steak, and then into that you're going to put 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of oyster sauce, 2 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce, and then your sesame seeds. Mm. So they're your kind of sauce ingredients that you can mix up all together. You don't really need to mix them up all together. Put them into the wok with your vegetables. Back goes in your beef, and then what I would do with this is serve this with some egg noodles or rice, whichever you prefer.
Very nice.
Usually the hardest part of a stir fry is doing all your chopping and peeling, you know, which take maybe 10, 15 minutes. It cooks really fast. Honestly, it cooks really, really quick, so it does.
Okay.
So serve that then, as we say, with our lovely,
You say quick. How quick is quick?
Well, I think you'd cook this 3 to 4 minutes for the sirloin steak, just sealing it off, and then your vegetables. Good question you've asked there, because it really depends how thick you cut the carrots.
Of course.
You don't want the carrots totally raw, but you don't want them going mushy. So if you can cut them nice and thin, and then that will give you a lovely bit of a crunch. Because what are we talking about in a stir fry? Texture, flavour, quickness, healthy. So that's where the texture comes in. You could use baby corn. You could use munge too, which is gorgeous, into that.
I like the carrots now. I think the carrots are good.
And ginger you cup it into. So you can mix that up.
And I can use my word.
Yes, you can.
Al dente.
I love it. Which means?
Hanging around with you is what that means.
What's that mean?
Yes.
Firm to the bite.
Firm,
you're right.
Firm to the bite, eh?
She'd know that for me.
I'm going to get an apron and stand behind you. I could pass you things now and stuff in the restaurant.
We'd have too much crack. So, Marty, finish it. What I would like in this sometimes too, I put into it, is toasted cashew nuts. So it's like, well, we can talk about that for the next one, but it's a lovely bit of a texture, so it is. So that's a really lovely, quick, simple recipe. Beef, pork, as you say. I love that idea, Marty. Yeah. If you were picking a pork cut, I would definitely do the fillet, or I would use the pork chops, which are gorgeous.
Yeah,
trim them up.
Yeah. That was one of the things that none of my mates when I was growing up liked pork chops. I love them. I don't know what it is. I can never understand.
So
very flavour of some. And with fat and everything, and they're gorgeous, but I could never understand why nobody else seemed to like them. Very strange. Anyway, and it was one of the things my mother, God bless her, cooked well.
You're thinking of your mom, bless her.
I am, I suppose. But
so the next one is the sweet chili chicken and vegetable stir fry. So this is kind of no hotter than the other one, because there is sweet chili. Simply better do a lovely one, sweet chili sauce that's made in the Kerry Cork border by an Irish company called Full On Foods. And it's a really nice one. It's nice and sweet and it's not too hot. That's important for kids, because you don't want to burn them out of them. That's really important.
And they won't come back if you do that.
Absolutely.
That's the other thing too.
So this one's a little bit different, and I'll tell you why this one is a little bit different, because we have quite an unusual, some of the ingredients are similar, but we're using dry sherry in this. So this is a very kind of an old style, kind of a classic, not a classic, but a Chinese recipe where they use sherry, and it's a dry sherry they use, which they're quite specific about. Obviously, it's only 2 teaspoonfuls, so I don't want you to go out and buy it. It's going to be delicious without So boneless chicken, okay, you literally cut that into nice little chunks or strips. So what I would do is we're using soya sauce, 2 tablespoons of that, sesame oil, and we're using sherry. So you put that into a bowl and you mix that with corn flour. So that's going to be our sauce. So it is towards the end. Them into your wok. Again, same technique. You're going to seal off your chicken. We're using some boneless, skinless chicken breasts with some rapeseed oil this time, if you don't mind. So 2 oils, the sesame oil. Which one did I tell you the sesame oil has to be? Toasted.
That's right.
Because it gives lovely flavour. So, Marty, seal off your chicken, okay? So seal that off, first of all, and then you add in your lovely garlic, your root ginger, your large onion, which is thinly sliced, not chopped, sliced. And you could use our favourite red onion.
Yes, of course.
Yum, yum, yum.
Lovely, lovely.
A couple of carrots sliced diagonally, again, nice and thin. Baby corn cut in half, and kids love corn. You know, Conor Lucy would make this regularly, and they love baby corn, so they do.
So they eat corn on the cob?
They love it. Red peppers, deseeded and sliced into nice big kind of like strips, and then some sugar snap peas. So there's a lot more vegetables in this one. But you know what? Nowadays, if you go to a supermarket or vegetable shops, you'll see a lot of vegetables, like stir-fry vegetables, already done.
It saves you
a lot of chopping. Yeah. And I'm thinking of convenience. I'm thinking of people that are busy. You're still getting lots of vegetables. So there's nothing wrong with them. They're just saving you a little bit extra.
That's right.
You might pay a tiny little bit extra, but it definitely will save you time.
But there's no question when you've got time at that point.
Yeah, convenience is sometimes it has to be taken into account. Yeah. So, Marty, in goes your vegetables, back into your chicken, and then you're you're going to pour in your lovely sauce, soya sauce, sherry, which is optional, and, excuse me, your sesame seeds, and then, of course, the sweet chilli sauce that all goes in there.
Oh,
you let that cook out for about 8 to 10 minutes. Make sure your chicken is cooked. So that really depends on this. What I like to do with the chicken, I like to cut into nice little strips. You can cut into chunks. Chunks are going to take longer to cook, okay?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And then, Marty, literally mix that all together. Now, what I would do with this, it's not in the recipe, but definitely some cashew nuts toasted are gorgeous. Lovely bit of texture in that. And then, Marty, I would serve that with some rice or noodles.
Oh, beautiful.
There we go.
Beautiful, beautiful.
What about that?
But the like I said, the stir fry, there's something about it, and even the smell of it in the kitchen.
You're right.
It's a lovely smell. It's a very strong smell.
You're right.
But it's gorgeous.
And you know one spice I never mention in either of the recipes, sometimes I put it in, it's a teaspoonful of Chinese Fai spice. It's beautiful.
Fai spice.
It's beautiful.
Five, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Like half an accent. Sorry.
No, it's fine. No.
It's gorgeous, Marty. Yeah, a teaspoonful of that. It's beautiful.
You'd probably have to go to the Asian market for
no,
that.
No, you'll get that in Swartz, do it, any of the regular brands. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
It's really good market.
Okay, so that's sweet chilli chicken and vegetable stir fry. And or. Not the same day.
I love it.
Beef and noodle stir fry. They're both gorgeous.
Aren't they?
And made in the wok, of course. Available in, anyway, don't start. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, do you know what he's going to say now? He's going to say, I want to play Walk a Mile in My Shoes. I'm not playing that.
I'm going to play
Walk On By.
I love it. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend.
We'll see you next week.
On the far side of a walk.
Nevin Maguire with the Boardbeer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Boardbeer quality standards, verified at every stage.